Hi, everybody. Good evening and welcome to Monday night's bbsradio.com Creation Lightship Healing Program. Tonight, we are live with Ron Amatron, our ambassador to the Creation Lightship, and we're having a great show again for you tonight. For the next hour, we'll be focusing on our Monday theme, which is the Healing Highway, and how you can bring more peace and balance to your life through using the healings and clearings that Ron offers through his website at creationlightship.com. So, Ron, are you out there? How are you doing tonight?
Yes, I'm doing still doing a lot of work at night, so don't get a whole lot of really restful sleep. I do rest, though. But normally, I get like when I wake up, maybe at between 5 and 7 in the morning, I get maybe an hour or two of good sleep, and that's kind of what I run on during the day. From there, the other times are when I'm out there fighting the aliens, doing stuff, and I do get recall once in a while. And hopefully I don't really have too much recall, because the worst thing for me is when I had a, I'm going a little sideways here, but the one thing that was awful was when I had to go in and rescue some young children who were on the food dinner plates of the aliens, and having to carry them away. And some were like almost dead, some were dead, and walking in about 3 foot of blood in this one area. That was pretty disconcerting for me, but I don't have much emotion on it. I do have a little bit. I guess I have, for me, it's the anger, kind of like, why are they doing this? You know, everybody may ask that, but you don't really see what I see. So I have to really stay neutral. And there are some alien races that I do kind of like want to come into the light. I may have mentioned this a few days ago on one of the shows, but or maybe a week ago or so, but some dark aliens without spirits came to me, and they had one of their loved ones, female, just a pair male female, we'll call it, and they needed some help because it was basically dying. Female was, so I had to do heart surgery on it and figure out to get up its blueprint of its dark side body, and then analyze it, and then actually recreate a heart. So it did have a heart with spirit in it. I don't know if they wanted to go to the light or not. They had the opportunity, but we just, you know, I just let them go, do what they're doing. So we do that. There really is not a triage, you know, that we work with. Normally when we work with things and the soldiers and whoever's working with us, we don't really just decide which ones live, which one die out on the battlefield. They're all worked with. So that's what I will say. Some people have asked me that. What do you do when, you know, we have like maybe 5,000 soldiers terminated instantly, blink of an eye, by the aliens coming in on timeline and destroying them because they didn't know what to do or didn't have enough technology with them? And no, everything is instantly worked on and eventually brought back to life. And the trauma is released from them. So that's kind of where I am right now. Just been doing a lot of work, cleaning out the energies, trying to help the human inhabitants here on this planet that were taken in bubbles to the dark side, going to be used for canned food for them. That's probably why people are seeing less people around. Many cars, maybe in a parking lot, but nobody's in the stores. Or you go to a store, nobody's in it, and naturally people shop at Christmas. And all of a sudden they tell you that shopping is up 30%, and you go in there and there's no people. I myself find that also kind of strange, because, you know, I do see that. Wonder, where are all the cars? I remember, you know, years in the past, you know, when Christmas time came or, you know, whatever, everything was just filled up with people everywhere. And this year, especially the day after Christmas, people were taking everything back. You know, the stores that I went into, it was like maybe a day that maybe was a day that nobody actually came. So, you know, it's really strange not to see things. Like somehow maybe like there's a football game on or something and nobody was out shopping. That's the way it looked to me. So might find yourself strange. I know we got information from some person about strange weather, fog energies, and trees missing, lack of stuff in up in Canada, and all different things. So I'll just turn it over to you, Elizabeth. We'll just continue on with our show. So this is our night for the healing highway. So remember, you need to know where you are. If you don't know where you are, then how are you going to navigate? Oh, that's the main thing. We cover a lot of ground here. A lot of stuff may look sci-fi or sound sci-fi to the new listener, but once you, you know, start looking at the movies, and, you know, they've had clones around for a long time and time traveling, you know, even the old movies, Star Trek had them, about time traveling and things like this, and that was back, geez, in the 60s. Well, I'm not telling you anything new. It's that it's more of a reality now than what it was then, because happening so often to everybody. So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. And I don't know if I mentioned it, just for the record, today is Monday, January 14th, 2013. And just wanted to get that in there. So, Ron, it's interesting that you're talking about the fog, and I know a lot of people have been feeling that. And it seems like when you're on the healing highway and you're sort of like, oh, I don't know where I'm going, I can't see anything, it's kind of disconcerting and you tend to feel a little ill at ease. I actually had somebody write in, and this person is saying there was fog and mist over their city since Friday 4 p.m. This person's in North Carolina. And they're saying they got it cleared around their home yesterday and again at 11 a.m. today, still over the city. I go out on my front porch and look at it, and definitely a different timeline. I hear strange sounds also. So one of the things that I thought maybe we could talk about tonight on the show is what clearings we can use to bring better balance to our lives and create new patterns for peaceful living. Because I think a lot of people are sort of feeling this way, sort of like, really, like, what's going on? There's all these weird weather patterns. I don't really know how I'm supposed to feel. And it seems like there may be a bit of anxiety. I also got a couple of emails over at clsquestions@yahoo.com that we can read later that talk about the dark side ascension. So also wanted to mention to all of our listeners tonight, thanks for bearing with me. My fast chat is only sort of working. So if you want to have a question read on the air, or if you have a question about anything that we're talking about, I think Cindy posted the address in the BBS fast chat, but you can just email me at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And that way I'll be sure I can get it. So, Ron, did you maybe want to address that listener's report about the fog and the mist?
Yeah, why don't you bring it up there, and I'll listen and see what is happening out there.
Okay. So this person is asking, Ron, is there a clearing that will help with the emotion of knowing people that did the dark side ascension? I have a handful of family members that I believe went, and I see them on hooks ready to be processed. Oh, dear. Then this person writes, the old Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and Young song plays in my head. Wonder if you knew them, and instead of singing, found them died on the ground. Will I say no more? Mind to heart helps them. I can't help thinking. All of them put on a lot of weight. Are we force-fed to cattle and turkeys before we kill them? Thank you, Ron, for not giving up on us, the people who chose the light.
Yeah, wow. I myself am disattached to people with that regard, because I can't be emotionally attached because I live more in the now. I do get upset, like I mentioned earlier, because they're taking light and destroying light and using light against light's free will. So, but aside from that, I'm feeling a lot less mind energy here, because the people are not transmitting mind programs to one another. Remember, people court each other all the time, so somehow those new programs are not put in place yet. And so it is getting less peaceful, though. Before it was pretty peaceful. Just think of living in an area where there is no cell towers, okay? You probably have all went to an area maybe where that is, or might be able to remember back, possibly, when you used to drive by a cell tower, maybe your teeth started hurting, you got agitated. Well, that's kind of the way it is when there's a lot of people thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why people love to go out into the countryside or out in the woods to be around nature where there is no electronic interference. Well, the mind energy, very similar. And right now, just things seem still to be peaceful. You may even find yourself, like I have, just driving on the highway and feeling like the vehicle is not touching the ground. And even though you're moving and you are on a timeline, somehow you're not connected to it. And the car actually seems to ride a little smoother sometimes. And you pass other cars, or they pass you, and you see them, but you don't really feel any energy on those cars. So you have to be extra alert to make sure that you don't do a lane change in front of one. This might be ringing bells to people here. You got to be, you know, a little more cautious, because you are living in force energy more than everybody else. As far as the other people being abducted and taken sideways, going into the Beyondo, I don't know what to say about that. Might sound kind of cold as I mention this here, but humanity, like I've always said, has had 2,000 years to choose the light. Instead, they chose mind energy, and they think a lot, and they don't clear themselves out like you're supposed to be doing to have a child that has less stuff than you do as far as emotional baggage and traumas. But well, kind of aside from that, they're doing exactly what they have chose to do, and they're being abducted only because they don't understand the teachings of Jesus and also the teachings of Buddha. Now, how many Buddhists are out there listening? Well, that's what Buddha talked about, incarnation, and to clean yourself out so that you wouldn't reincarnate. That was his main thing that we know about the Buddha's teaching, basically, is that, although they kind of stretch it out and change it, but that you try to need to figure out why you're here so you don't make the same mistake over again. But that's the same process, is to clean yourself out and to realize that everything in the light is perfect. And as it's perfect, what keeps you here is your judgment. So it doesn't take too much of a step to just go beyond the normal consciousness, if you're able to even think about it rationally, to understand that you need to get out of here. And this is it, folks. There will no longer be an Earth like we have it here. Once ascension happens, this place is gone. And you could be on it in a clone universe, looking like this one, but you may be gone from the light forever. And that's what's happening. The Earth spirit has left. It's not going to come back and re-energize this planet as of right now as I'm speaking. It could change, possibly, but it's gone. And it already lost most of itself to the darkness, because humanity in the last 2,000 years chose darkness and did everything to harm the Earth spirit. And look at the way the Earth is now. No? Who caused all these problems here? It wasn't the Earth spirit. It wasn't the animals and the trees. But it's humanity being mind controlled by aliens. So how do you get rid of that? You don't think. They'll leave you alone. So the teachings are very simple. And let's do a clearing here. At least I'm pushing some buttons on people, and you feel guilty or you feel sad, you feel angry. Makes no difference. You know, if you are reacting, that's fine. But bottom line is, what have you done to help yourself? No? So what have you done? So here we go. We'll do a clearing here for, I guess probably, I'll do one for anxiety because people may be feeling anxious. And I'm done basically sugarcoating stuff. I'm here for way too long. I should have been out of here in 2008. And it keeps going on and on and on. And the only reason why I'm here is to get rid of the aliens that are here from the light. Otherwise, this place would have been gone 2008. So you're on extended time here, everybody. So here we go. Bit of your anxieties for not understanding, self-sabotage, or whatever it could be. Here we go. You're on a borrowed timeline right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. But I will say on the energies that are defending the planet and the light ship is helping out if they get into trouble, we need to really thank the Chinese, because the Chinese military somehow have really stealth technologies, more so than any other country. And that's probably why initially when I saw the countries doing the battles, I never saw the Chinese. They were just not even in the same league. They're so far ahead. And there's been a few times that in battles they had to actually save the other countries with their stealth technologies that they have. So the Chinese is actually, I would say, number one as far as helping out the planet here. So that's kind of what I would say. You can all thank the Chinese. The ones in the service here may not know what's going on, or they may know a lot. But without those alien freedom fighter soldiers, you know, the Chinese, I mean, not the alien ones, but the freedom fighters fighting the aliens, we would not be here at this moment. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that's really interesting, Ron, and thank you for the sample anxiety clearing. If you're interested in any other clearing of Ron's, please check out creationlightship.com, and there are recommended healings on a drop-down box on the left-hand side, and also samples that you can do, and you can run them all day, all night. You can leave them up and put your picture in front of them if you're not going to be home. So if you're feeling kind of unsettled by all of this, there is a really great resource for you to try to bring balance back into your own life and give yourself some peace in this really foggy time. So I actually had a couple more questions come through CLS questions, and one of them is from a listener who's wondering, is it normal after doing the clearing to feel a detachment from emotions? When I have an emotion such as happiness, sadness, or excitement, I feel less attached to the emotion. And is this because more peace is being brought into my life through the healing?
Yeah, that would be correct, yes. So as you have more clearings, you're no longer attached to mind energy or your lesson, you know. So as you do clearings, the mind-controlling programs are released from you, which is keeping you away from source energy and peace. And then along with that, your spirit is peaceful. So each time you do a clearing, then I'm getting more of your spirit back. So your spirit's not going to judge anything. So, of course, you're going to be more peaceful. And so what you're saying is that it is completely correct, Elizabeth. As a person does a clearing, and the more that they do, the more they're out of the emotional roller coaster ride, the trauma, the drama of life. And you may not really feel the attachment to things. Didn't Buddha talk about attachment?
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, I think there's a term for that. It's funny because you just mentioned Buddha, and then I was thinking there's like a, I don't know, maybe if you know it, you can email me or type it in the fast chat. Hopefully I can read it. But, yeah, there's like a word for that called, it actually means non-attachment.
That's the basic thing, is to be non-attached to things. it's not that you don't have to get rid of everything. It's just that you're not putting your energy into something to make you feel better or good about yourself. So I gave the example a long time ago, and if you didn't hear it, this is kind of the way it goes. You all of a sudden decide to drive in your car, and you see a car brand new. We'll just say now you see a car that's a prototype, a 2014 car, right? Now you're seeing all the 2013s, but somehow, you know, we'll just say whatever dealership has one of these things to test drive. Now see this brand new car, and you go, wow, that thing is much better than what I've seen before. So now you save all your money up, if you can, or at least for the down payment. The car comes out, and you really love this car, and you buy the car, and then notice that, you know, after you have it for maybe a month or so, it doesn't really give you the glitz and the glitter and the emotional, you know, feeling and the ego, sensation of, wow, this is a great car. Maybe it's uncomfortable to sit in, and your old car had a nice, comfortable seat. So now you got a car that is not that comfortable, but it looks new, and it maybe it costs $50,000, and now you're stuck having all these payments, high insurance, and you wonder why you got it. Well, before you buy that glitzy car, put your hand on it, go to the dealership, and put your hand on it, and just see what it's going to do for you. How it's going to stroke your ego. It's going to, what everybody is going to about, think about you. And look at it and really analyze it. And then from there, because you're going to be pulling the energy off of that vehicle, you'll be sucking it dry, just like the aliens do to you with emotions. So you're going to be sucking the emotions out of that car, in a sense. And once you finally get fulfilled, then you're going to wonder why you have it. And that's when the problems start, because now you could have payments for, you know, 5 years or so with this car that you really didn't like. And naturally, you could not get your money back on it. You may lose, you know, half your money if you had to sell it, even though it's brand new, to somebody else. It's all of your emotional energy, which is money, and turned into money, and they're living on it. So, you know, always touch something before you buy it and just see what it's going to do for you, how you're going to feel about having it, and what it's doing for you. Now, if you do that and nothing really comes up and you still want the, you know, the vehicle, then that's fine. That means that you're buying it because you really want it, really like it, because it's going to serve a purpose for you. So that's the way, you know, it should be. But if you get any regrets afterwards, then that means that you bought it because of an emotional charge. A lot of people, you know, go into marriages that way, in and out of relationships, and everything like that. Buy lots of things, possibly, or, you know, get addictions from something, only because it's the emotional charge that's bringing you into it. So you want to figure out what that is. Oh, I guess main thing is that that's the desire, and it's okay to have things just so they're functional for you. And then you have the disattachment. Now, you see some people who get into car accidents, and they're really upset because maybe their car got totaled or whatever, or got a bunch of scratches on it, which kind of is a normal situation, you know, to see your car all dinged up from a car accident or, you know, the front end pushed in. But then, you know, what are you feeling? Did that happen to you? You shouldn't really just look at it typically and say, oh, well, stuff happens, and the poor car now is having a situation, because you are your car. You have your energy in the car. So that car wreck that you had, actually a wrecked part of you. You have to clean out your car's energy, emotional trauma, which is yours, that you put into it. It's like having a child, and you got to clean yourself out of the emotions and the traumas and the situations. That's why we have the clearings on the website, to help yourself to get self-empowered over again, have a better life for yourself. That's all the clearings are going to do, and in that process, you get more spirit energy. So the whole thing is that we're here to help you get spirit energy back to you that you gave away on your own, by yourself, knowing that you were doing it, as you chose darkness of mind to live in. That's the whole process. You need to get back source energy like a child, like Jesus talked about. Can't go into the kingdom unless you're like a child, which is innocence. And that's the basic thing. You need to have those clearings. Your mind talks you out of it, and you know for sure that darkness is on your side. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, thank you so much. That's really making a lot of sense to me. And it seems like if you're not doing a clearing, then it's just kind of like you're reacting to things that happened in your past that you may not even know are affecting your life today. You know, instead of you're creating from your heart center and your spirit is coming more fully into your body, you're just kind of like, oh, this happened, so this caused me to do this, that, and the other thing. And you're never going back and clearing that trauma that maybe caused all these changes in your life that perhaps weren't really the direction you saw or wanted your life to take. So yeah, it's very interesting and also really important to get in there and be proactive. And I think that's one of the things that Ron tries to stress on tonight's program is that it really is about you taking charge of your own healing and your own clearings. And you can do the clearing, you know, pretty much anytime you want through the website. Which is really great. You can sort of just bring it into your own home. There also are a couple of intensives left for this month, and those are coming up on, we just had one yesterday, Sunday the 13th and Saturday the 12th, and those are the 4 hours on Saturday and 9 hours on Sunday. So there's two left in the month of January, the 20th and the 27th, and you can find more about those at creationlightship.com. Those are the physical body healing intensives where Ron works with us on physical body rejuvenation, organ rejuvenation, nervous system, organs, skeletal, blood, and those are really great. So if you're looking for maybe a treat to sort of jumpstart your new year, those are really wonderful. Also, Ron, I just got an email, and this person was in New York City on Saturday. And they're saying that it was like being in San Francisco between the airport and the Sunset District, which is, I guess, a really foggy area. So it seems like the East Coast was really covered. And I remember checking radar yesterday, and it was just like this huge band of fog, just from Maine to, like, Kentucky, basically, just completely obscuring everything. So that's kind of interesting. That a lot of people are feeling this way. I think the weather has something to do with it. And also wanted to just really quickly remind everybody of the gray skies clearing. I know a lot of you are doing it, but it's a really good one to have up at night, you know, especially if you have a lot going on in your area at night, storms and whatnot. But Ron, I just got another question from a listener, and she's asking, can we humans listen to resonance frequencies? What complications can occur for a sick person to listen to this frequency? Thank you. I'm not sure what that is, but maybe you know.
Not completely sure what the question is, so let's see here. I think maybe there's frequencies that, like the towers and stuff, maybe that's what we're talking about, having this stuff go through you. We'll just see if that's what you're indicating. Is it harmful to you? I'm sure that it would be. Can you do anything about it? Maybe not. So it's just kind of where we are in life here.
Things that, yeah, it also makes. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh yeah, and there's people, places, and things out there that just don't really want us to live very long. You know, you have to kind of look at what are, in a sense, the basic thing that you may want to talk about or look at is pesticides. You know, the killing the birds and the bees, you know, and the different little critters that go on fruits and vegetables, etc. And for myself, I'm wondering, I have a really difficult time driving through in California here. We have Interstate 5, and before it was kind of peaceful driving it. Now there's a lot of grapevines, and also going up the other coast, there's grapevines all over the place, and they, you know, all that poison in those grapes as you're driving by, miles and miles and miles of them, kind of leaking out into the air, because remember, they're causing harm to everything around them. But aside from that, what do people do when they drink wine and they got all these pesticides? And it's much like, you know, a cow eats something and they spray pesticides on stuff. So basically we're having troubles inside of our body. And what do you do about it? You have to eat. So that's the whole thing is people say, Ron, do I need to be a vegetarian? Well, or, you know, do I give up meats to have more ascension energy? No, it's just whatever your body is used to using and needing. If you choose not to eat meat and you can function fine, that's fine. You know, so it all depends on your blood type and everything else. But, you know, the whole thing is, what are they doing to us? You know, and, you know, I can't really get into too much and point fingers, but y'all know the situation. I kind of thought, wow, you know, when they started selling bottled water, I go, man, what a scam this is, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Yeah, then all of a sudden, people say their water's no good to drink. Well, they've been drinking the water for their whole lifetime, and now all of a sudden it's no good. Are they changing the way they're filtering the water, making it worse? No, they just put out kind of program that you need to buy, you know, this bottled water.
Man, yeah, and what are they even doing to the bottled water? We don't know.
Yeah, and where's the water come from, you know? I remember reading someplace, kind of going sideways here, but just, you know, there was no, at least what I read a long time ago, maybe true now, I don't know, but they said there's no regulation on water, selling water. And then I heard one company just opened up like a tap someplace, you know, maybe in an office or a warehouse and started filling bottles and selling it. There was really no regulation on anything on the bottled water. I go, wow, and some water really tastes yucky. If you think, you know, what you're buying is better than what you have, that may not be true. But anyway, that's one of the things. So now everybody's buying bottled water. What's next, you know?
Well, and you know what's funny is, like, it keeps getting more and more designer and expensive. Like, it's funny you're talking about this because I was just thinking when I was little, they used to put stuff in our water in the city where we lived. It was like they put fluoride and all kinds of crap in the water, and we just drank it. I mean, now we know it's not good to do that, but they were like, oh, it's good for the little kids' teeth or whatever. And now there was like Poland Spring, and now there are all these other new designer waters that are fancy, and they just keep getting more and more expensive. I mean, it's crazy. And there, you go into the deli in like New York, and there's maybe 20 different kinds of water and vitamin water and all these like crazy waters. Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Ron, but it seems to me like there's what you're saying makes so much sense. It's like you just have to listen to your own body and really protect your body temple and pay attention to the signs that it's giving you. And if you're feeling off, you know, go in there and do a clearing.
That's correct. Uh-huh. So the whole thing is, where are you and how much spirit energy do you have, you know? And your healer is your spirit. So if you happen to give it away, which most people do, then, you know, when you take your spirit out of your body, then what's left? So how can you expect to have a healing, you know, if your spirit isn't with you and you did all these spiritual practices thinking that it was good? So that's what we're trying to do, is bring you back into spirit integrity. And it is rough to do sometimes and hard for myself. It's I get days where I have a lot of people doing clearings, and I actually start losing my energy because I'm taking on so much darkness from these people when they do clearings. And I'm not saying not to do clearings, but, you know, I do go down for a little bit, and then I get popped up again. But all this darkness has to go somewhere. It has to be processed. So I actually process it and get rid of it. That's what happens when people do clearings. But, yeah, you need to understand that there's a lot going on that may not even understand what's happening. You want to get this stuff out of you. You need to become, you know, more of a light body, because that's what you're supposed to be, is a spirit with the consciousness that connects to a body. And then from that point, the body lives in the light. And we don't have that here. So have one.
Yeah, we do, actually. Okay, so this person is, I believe, the same person who wrote in about the resonance frequency. And from what I can tell, it's something having to do with objects having a natural frequency that's related to the object. And this, I guess the person's question is, if they watch radio frequency on YouTube when one's energy is negative and sick, what will happen to that person? So I guess what it sounds like to me is maybe they're trying to use this as a type of a healing modality. So if you're already feeling sick, is this going to make you feel sicker, or is it going to help you? I think that's what the question is. So if I'm not getting that right, just write me again. But I'm that's kind of what I'm getting from this email, Ron. I don't know if you want to talk about that a little bit.
Oh, I can be to the point here. So this may sound maybe a little gross, but let's say that somebody is standing next to you and they spit on their hand, right? Or they sneezed on their hand. That's better yet. They sneezed on their hand. And they wiped it off, you know, on their shirt or on their pants. You've seen that happen, right? So I'm not really saying anything that isn't happening here. And then they want to pat you on the back or shake your hand. How are you going to feel? Are you going to actually put your hand out and think that that's not going to affect you, all the germs and stuff that they have on their hand? Or that you go, oh, I got all this stuff on my back now. They patted me on the back. Well, watch something on one of the internet's, places, we'll just call it that, internet places. And somebody is sick, trying to talk to you when they're sick, that energy coming to you? Hello? Yeah. And what's riding on top of the on top of that energy? Definitely could be there. Like I said, the worst place to go to is a place where there's sick people. I won't say where that is, but I don't go there, and I don't think anybody else should go there either. Because you may get slimed to pick up entities and all different types of things from this location. So, but that's your choice. I've heard doctors talk about that the last place you ever want to go to get well is where they work. Well, that's a quote by one of the doctors that he didn't even want to go to work, but he had to because he, you know, was in debt for going to school. And he had to pay off his school loan, so he had to continue on with his practice. Didn't like what he was doing, but aside from that, the whole thing is, what do you expect to do with your life, you know? How do you want to bring forth the energies so that you can be more in wholeness and to actually, you know, have a wonderful life? So you don't want to look at anything that a person is doing that is going to be opposite to what you are trying to do yourself. And by all means, never want to attempt to try to fix somebody. Work on yourself. Selfish. Because after that point, you know, when you're in the grave or if you look back upon your life, you know, you're going to want to know that you should have did some more clearing, you should have had more spirit energy, and to get out of judgment. So that's what you want to try to do, is to get out of judgment, live a more peaceful life. That's the whole process. That's all that I can really promote, because that's what we're here to do, to help you do that. So, back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that makes total sense. And also, I would think that if you were visiting, like, a website like YouTube or, you know, any site, really, I mean, I'm just not using them as an example, but, you know, any site where you can see things or look at things that are intended to heal you, you also have to remember, too, like, everyone is going there with the negative energy or, you know, looking for answers, or maybe they're not feeling well. So wouldn't that also kind of hold that energy, that website or that?
Yeah, there will be an energy pool. Well, could be attached to that website. So when you go there, that energy pool slimes you.
Right.
Much like
so you may not even know what you're hooking up to.
That is correct. Uh-huh. What we'll do here is clearing, because we are talking about going places, seeing things. And so here we go. We're going to release the energies from our head. We have a clearing on the website that could help you out. This is a satellite clearing. And then you have one that deals with the receptors on the top of your head. So we'll do that clearing now for people. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, everybody, just see how you are feeling. May have some relief from energies that are connecting to you that you really don't know anything about. But if you feel relief right now, that means that something was connected to you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, yeah, I was yawning on that one. So I did see a question earlier, and this person was asking, now that they've been doing the clearings, they feel much more sensitive to energies. And I believe they said that they worked as a nurse, and they don't feel like going to work at times. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Since healings, I sense negative energy and entities at work. What works best? I work as a nurse, and I don't feel like going to work at times.
Yeah, what I do is a space clearing. And that you can even do at your house. So you're not limited to not having a computer. So go on and pay for the space clearing, and then put your picture of you in front of your computer. And in the space clearing, it's going to indicate where you're going to be indicating where you would like to have that space cleared. And it's as simple as that. And just go in, and if you have a cubicle where you're working, maybe you're on the telephone all the time. Now, that's one way. You can say, in my cubicle at work. Just keep it very simple. And by all means, do a space clearing. So back to you.
Yeah, and also, Ron, I was thinking the weekly Friday calls or the entity removal. So if you are having, you work in a place where, there are a lot of entities or maybe there's a lot of negative energy, and you have to go there every day, you could also get on those calls on Fridays if you want to really get in there and have Ron remove those entities for you. And those are all actually at the top of Ron's website. So if you go to creationlightship.com, there's the special weekly clearings. And Ron does calls Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So those are all really good ones to get on, especially. I know at one point I was doing them, and they were really helping me out and different members of my family. So they can also be really great. And also just wanted to point out, if you have any questions, there is a question and answers document for the Creation Lightship, both on the bbsradio.com main page and also on Ron's website. So you can click on that icon, and it'll take you to kind of a bullet list of everything that we've been talking about here tonight. So, Ron, I'm going to go back over to the Yahoo account to see if anybody else has emailed in. How I got find out of that. Nope, I don't see any new questions. So let me see if I can get on the fast chat. Doesn't seem to be working. Yeah, so I'm sorry, guys. I can't actually read the fast chat tonight, so if you can just send me your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, that would be great. I would really appreciate it. And I know, I think a while back somebody had mentioned about what's the best way to clear implants and negative energies from their body. I guess it depends on really what they are.
I guess the advantage might be that there's all different ways to do this. It all depends where you think it's coming from. So we have lots of clearings. I would just see which one works for you. So you know, if you have a physical condition, then do the body jump start. If you have a situation to where you feel like you're under attack a lot, then do the getting attack page. And that, we have the mind matrix bundle also. That's a good one to get. So, you know, there's ways that you can help yourself out. And then after that, feel and check out which one seems to work for you. But, I would say at first do the aid and attack page. Well, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, the alien attack page is great, and that one is really thorough. And also the mind matrix bundle is a great clearing, too. Also, just wanted to mention that if you are in the Los Angeles area and you would like to see Ron at the Conscious Life Expo, he will be speaking, and the conference runs from February 8th through the 10th, with a post-conference on February 11th, and that's at the LAX Hilton. And you can also check out consciouslifeexpo.com for more information. Ron is also going to have a lecture on Saturday, February 9th, from 4 to 5:30, called the 2013 Human Balancing Act, which talks about the alien agenda, how extraterrestrials continue to use mind-body-altering programs to control the human race. So it sounds like a really great in-depth workshop. If you're in the L.A. area and you can get down there, definitely recommend it. Ron, I think you're also having the light infusion chamber there. Is that correct?
That is correct. So that's a lot of fun to have people go into it. They kind of come in. Most people come into the expo and they go into it all the time now. But the newbies don't know what it's really like. Some people stand around and watch you go in and out of it. And then they go in themselves, kind of puzzled, and they come out with a big smile on their face. So that's a nice thing. We do have the healing monitors, and you can do a sample clearing. Oh, I think we have a beep there. So let's see what kind of self-empowerment maybe question they have. So we'll see who's out there.
Hello.
Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi, Ron. This is Sylvia. I had two questions about clearings, healings. You have a healing on the website called ET Underground Industrial Complex. And my question is, who should buy this program and what does it do?
Oh boy. Okay. That clearing is for if you think you have been taken underground and had experimentation done to you.
So if I don't think I have, then I don't do that.
You don't know if you have that, or you think you don't?
I think I don't.
And then then you probably would not need that. But remember,
good.
We don't know what we don't know, but that's, I do have people, you saying that you don't need it, so that's probably correct, okay? But sometimes there are people out there who know that they've been messed with, they know that they wake up and their sheets are off their bed, or they're in their bed backwards, or they have the clothing on backwards on them. More than likely, you're either messed with from the above, up on a ship, maybe on a timeline. You got abducted somewhere, or it's in the underground alien industrial complexes. So that's what that clearing is for, to help with that process. So when you do a clearing, as you're using the clearing, the light is right there, and if they happen to find you down there or your DNA samples or whatever, then they can help to eliminate that process. So that's what it's for.
Oh, thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, because
and
the
I
light
have one other question.
Yes, go ahead.
And my second question was, when we set a program timer to run longer than the default time, does the healing go deeper, or is the healing complete within the default time?
Okay, normally the default time is what is needed. You can go do it more, and in a sense it will go deeper. That's a very, very good question. So what happens is it starts taking away more energies from you as things may kind of pop up, you know, or occur. So maybe go back maybe into, just say, deeper, maybe into past lives. Using the word past life may not be your life. It's your ancestors' past life. So we'll start to eliminate some more of those things. So, yes, it will go a little deeper. Some clearing.
So would it be fair?
Yes, go ahead.
So would it be fair to run, say, the entity's removal program all night long?
Yeah, I would say that would be a good thing to do. Yep,
okay, because that's what
so.
I'm
and,
doing.
Normally the entity one is done once. That's your whole lifetime one. So when you get the unlimited, then just go in and do it, you know, and you could probably even maybe specify. There's not a box there, then you can specify, I think there is a box on it, or a condition, then you can specify maybe an addiction or something that you're dealing with.
Okay.
So that's very, very good. Yeah, the entity one is probably the reason why people are so messed up here. Now, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
These are earth-based energies that are very powerful. And remember, everybody's probably seen TV movies where something out of the invisible knocks somebody over. Or cuts them or something, or does things. And that's how powerful these entities are. So, yeah, you know, entities, that would be a great way to help yourself out and do the entity clearings.
Well, thank you for that clarification, because that is what I'm doing. Just wanted to know I was on the right track.
Yeah, you should start to have more consciousness, you know, and getting out of more judgment, because entities will bring judgments into you. So and then as you start doing that.
Yes, I'm benefiting greatly.
Yeah, you feel good?
I'm noticing things that happen that used to make me cranky or agitated or irritated, and I'm just completely neutral about it when it happens now. That's amazing.
That's very, very good.
Well, I look forward to seeing you at the expo.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, hope to see you too there. Wonderful.
I will be there.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, good night.
Okay, thank you so much for your call, and thanks so much for sharing that about the clearing. Ron, I think we may have time for one more question.
If we got a quick one, that'd be great.
Okay, so this person was fascinated by your statement yesterday to use speakerphone and a damp cloth when using the phone to protect us from being attacked through the phone. So kind of another interesting, I guess no one had really thought about doing that, but it does help to sort of protect you, I guess. Is that what they're asking?
Yeah, it will somehow the water energy. Just like when you take a shower, the water energy somehow in the, you know, with the cloth there will, wash rag or whatever you're using, washcloth, a towel, will absorb that negativity. You want to, you know, rinse it off. So might even feel the difference when you pick the cloth up. You might feel like might be something on it. So if you do feel something on it, or what you could do to play it safe, okay, so to play it safe, you know, you got this phone call from, mother or father-in-law, and they kind of berated you because they don't like you too well or whatever, you know. And so you can always take something. Remember, the entities that are in that body hop from body to body, but they will not body hop through metal or something, or even plastic, okay? So if you had a pair of pliers, for instance, or a pair of thongs or something like that, or tongs, and you picked it up and washed it that way, then it's going to go down the drain. It was not going to go to you. But if you pick it up with your hand, very possibly, it could body hop. Oh, and that's why, oddly enough, which is probably not too conscious for people, some practitioners who do massage work will use crystals to work the body and not their hands. The crystals will absorb things and can pass on energy to other people. But aside from that, the crystal is the object touching the body, not the hands. And for that reason, the practitioner may not get slimed as quickly. So that's kind of what I'm trying to indicate here. So you might try it yourself. Remember, whenever you touch something physically, it's going to come across to you. We should end our show. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, callers, for coming on. And we'll have another BBS program on Wednesday. And tomorrow we start our conference calls with the entity call at 5:30 California time. Blessings, everybody. See you later.